Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2087, first written April 25th, 2018. Luke chapter 15, verse 2. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Our verse today, taken before the powerful parables of Jesus about lost things, shows how the Pharisees viewed those who were different than they were. They grumbled. They didn't like it. Jesus' reply to them was the three parables of lost sheep, lost coin, and lost boys. God cares for the lost. He never said, "You got lost on your own, you find your way back." Rather, the shepherd went looking. The woman swept the house. The father kept his eye on the horizon. God never gave up on finding what was lost. As we think about inviting folks to come and worship with us, there are some things that we must remember. Forgetting this spells disaster. Forgetting this hurts feelings and ruins chances of anyone ever coming back again. First, people of the world belong to the world. They dress like the world. Understand this. Patience is the key. So someone shows up on Sunday morning, as they walk into the building, they flip a cigarette out on the sidewalk. Someone sees that. Red flags go up. They smell of smoke. Immediately, some shun, ignore, and walk right on past the visitor. Someone else comes for a visit. They carry a cup of coffee with them. It's all very normal for them. Where they go to church, they even sell coffee. Someone sees that. Red flags go up. Immediately, some shun, ignore, and walk past the visitor. Someone else comes for a visit. They're wearing shorts and flip-flops. It's what they wear in the summer. Someone sees that. Red flags go up. Immediately, some shun, some ignore, and walk past the visitors. People whisper. People look at them. The tension level rises. All through the lesson is about love and compassion of Jesus, but it's not felt by these visitors. They don't know why. They weren't told. They simply do not understand. Someone goes up to them and lets it know that they are not dressed appropriately. They are told that this is not a coffee shop. They are told to quit smoking. The member speaks his mind and walks away. The stunned visitor doesn't even know who it was that spoke to them. Embarrassed, they leave. They leave with a promise to never return again. They leave thinking that this place is unloving and judgmental. They leave with hurt feelings, and they leave without knowing Jesus. The member who corrected them feels good about his actions. He kept the place in order as he thinks it should be. If they don't come back, he tells others, they simply don't love the Lord. Really? Herein lie some great problems. First, we can't expect people of the world to live by the rules of Christianity when they don't even know Jesus. Correcting them about their appearance, drinking coffee, or smoking misses the big picture. These are surface issues. People of the world are not going to dress nor act like Christians. Once there was a guy who was so excited about getting some free material that he uttered a cuss word out loud. He was so happy. Everyone looked. We weren't used to hearing people cussing in the church building. People of the world aren't that way. Tattoos, piercing, rough language, couples that are living together, some who are addicts, jobless. That's the world we live in today. Stop looking for a nice couple with two kids and a dog and a paid-off house. Look who came to Jesus. It was the demon-possessed. It was the lepers. And as our passage shows, the sinners. Who is it that needs the physician? The sick. The spiritual sick can look messy. It comes with layers of issues and lots of baggage. So we need to stop expecting people of the world to act like Christians. Be patient with them. Be kind with them. Pay a little attention to them, and they may just find what they were looking for: compassion, acceptance, and hope. Telling anyone that they're not welcome is more than unloving. It lacks Christ. A couple shows up and they are divorced multiple times. Do we have the right to tell them you can't come here? Is that something Jesus would have done? Secondly, even with new Christians, there is a growth period. It takes time to learn things and get over things that are wrong. Habits can be deep within us. The older some get, the grumpier some become. Don't be that way. Long ago, you had to learn. Instead of being critical, be helpful. Instead of pointing the radar gun, extend a helping hand. I've heard young Christians say the wrong things in prayer before. If that wasn't handled correctly, the young Christian could just be crushed by the criticism. He may never lead a public prayer again, and worse, he may quit all things together. I knew a teenager that passed the Lord's Supper wearing flip-flops. It was noticed. Some complained. Some complained to me. I declared that his shoes were more like Jesus than my shoes were. He could have been behind the building smoking dope. Instead, he was serving in the kingdom. I was happy to have him. That shocked some who were looking for support in their complaints. One person said, Jesus shoes? Well, I've never heard of such thing like that before. Too many young preachers have been destroyed by insensitive and impatient brethren who expect perfection. Don't be like that. Be a friend. Be a mentor that makes a real difference in someone's life. Thirdly, be patient and people will learn. I've seen some hold their hands up during prayer. Nothing wrong with that. I've seen some talking out loud during the sermon. I've seen some bowing when everyone else was standing. I was preaching at one place, and every time I took a breath, a lady would say very loudly, Yes, Jesus. She must have Yes, Jesus 100 times. Now, I could have just stopped and declared, Only one of us is going to preach. I could have made a big scene and made her feel terrible, but I didn't. I just preached away. Was she wrong in doing that? I didn't think so. I was glad she was listening. We want visitors. We love company on Sundays. However, you have to know what you're going to do when you get those people. Rather than sticking up your nose in the air and running them off, learn to love. Learn to listen to them. Don't avoid. Don't walk away from them. Someday, that very person that disgusts you now may get up and preach the pure message of Jesus Christ. Invite visitors to sit with you. Just as I am. Remember that song? Not cleaned up, not wearing a tie, not all my faults ironed out, just as I am. That may be a mess. That may need a lot of work, but that's what we sing and supposed to be what we believe. Thank you so much for listening.